good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Great to have you aboard for a Friday, August 28th. And left the show a little bit early yesterday as I had a dental appointment and they could get me in at 8 o'clock. And it was booked way back in January. So thanks to Caleb for finishing out the show. And yeah, the dentist who saw me, you know, so got some suggestions on some different things that can help your mouth be healthier. And one of the suggestions I did follow through on this morning, it was to put some coconut oil basically in your mouth for 10 minutes to start the day. And then after that, you could eat or do whatever. So I did it. And they said, even better if it's organic coconut oil. We had some. So, all right, I'll give it a try. Okay. And then also, I heard about something called xylitol, and you can find it in like breath mints, and that can like lessen the bacteria in your mouth. So thanks for those suggestions, plus the dental cleaning and the fluoride and the assessment that, I've got a cavity that needs filling and maybe start saving my pennies for a crown. Yeah. Okay. So welcome to Dental Health. It is August 28th, the 240th day of the year. This is the day in 1907 that the United Parcel Service began in Seattle, Washington. Also, this is the day in 1972. Mark Spitz won the first of his 7 gold medals in the 1972 Olympic Games. And I always get this image of like my dad coming home from work and us talking about that in the kitchen. So I just remember that was a big deal. He went on to win 7 gold medals. And I know Michael Phelps has, you know, surpassed that, but it was a pretty big deal during an Olympics that was unfortunately, you know, darkened by the whole attack on the Israelis. So, and also this morning, this is the anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech, Martin Luther King, the March on Washington.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
And finally, our morning devotion from, and again, the great story behind that, obviously, is that King was doing the speech and then all of a sudden said, I don't know, however it was going, somebody said, tell him the dream, Martin, tell him the dream. And ultimately, as he did, that certainly is the memorable part of that great event. August 28th, today's devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love is cheer people on when they succeed and when they fail. God loves it when we make the attempt. 1 John 3:1, I love that verse. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Goff says, surfing isn't for the faint of heart. When I started learning in college, I went to a couple of surf movies at the local theater by the beach and thought I had the form down, but I got doused with reality my first day out in the waves. Here are the steps. You've got to paddle forward, feeling the speed of the wave as you move, then do a push-up on the board, and while you're doing this, land with your feet in the middle of the surfboard. At the time, says Goff, I could barely do a push-up on dry land, so my first attempts at riding the waves led to no small number of collisions between my surfboard and the side of my head. It turns out learning to surf is a great lesson in learning how to fail. Here's something I learned, says Bob. My friends would paddle out into the waves with me. They gave me a hard time when I fell, but they also cheered me on. They'd swim over to where I was floating face down, get me back on the surfboard, and paddle back out with me. They weren't just there to celebrate my success. They delighted in my attempts. My surfing friends gave me a little glimpse into how God sees us. He's not surprised when we fail. He knows we're up against a lot in our lives. Jesus didn't come just to offer guidance to us to help us get it right. He's with us even when we blow it. Don't believe the lies that you're defined by your successes or your failures. You're defined by Jesus, and he calls you beloved. That's so good, I got to repeat that last sentence. Don't believe the lies that you're defined by your successes or your failures. You're defined by Jesus, and he calls you beloved. Closing question for the week. How have you been defining yourself this week? But it is August 28th today, and so Jennifer Reese lets us know that happy first birthday to a very special little boy that we love so much, Keith Andrew Reese. I'm believing that's she and her husband John's grandson. So, yeah, happy birthday to Keith today. And that's exciting. And then also for August 29th, now, so we got another August 28th today, and his big birthday party is tomorrow at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Beth letting us know about her dad, Bill. She says, happy 80th birthday to my awesome dad, Bill Moline. A man of amazing faith and love for others, still as busy as ever, working, volunteering, and traveling. Love you lots, and am proud to be your daughter. What a sweet message from Beth Wieland, Bill's daughter. And, boy, happy eight decades, Bill. I got an invite to that party tomorrow. So, yeah, hoping the weather cooperates, right? But we'll have covering, I'm sure. And then we got Beth. Yeah, also, Beth Smith letting us know that tomorrow, Dennis Smith, the two of them, going to be celebrating 45 years of marriage. Happy anniversary, Dennis, to many more years together. Time for another Film Friday conversation with our friend, award-winning screenwriter Andrea Polnasek from Chippewa Falls. Andrea, great to talk to you again. And actually, a sad note this week with the passing of Dolly Parton at the age of 80. And I got to say, Andrea, wow, the outpouring of reaction from the Christian community, just all across the culture. In fact, we had some audio from Ben Rector, a musical artist, saying he couldn't think of anybody in the world that might have garnered the reaction that Dolly Parton's passing got.
I agree. It's interesting because for me, Dolly is just she's a legend, first of all. But she also is such a beautiful representation of Jesus. She always gives credit to her faith. And joy. She has joy just absolutely exuding through her all the time.
Right. And on top, I agree with that. And the kindness, right, and the generosity to have the celebrity status she had and the success, but then also the way she gave back. Wow. Incredible. So
it is incredible. Someone was just telling me or reminding me that everyone that worked at Dollywood, if they worked for a certain amount of time, she paid for their education. Hmm. And my own kids were part of her literacy program. We received the Dolly Parton books once a month when my kids were young. And so she just really remembered where she came from and was so generous to give back to everyone.
And it turns out that while we talked to you about movies and, of course, the Christmas movie you're working on, people, we encourage them to continue to learn about that. And we've got a supporter we want to recognize here shortly. But it turns out you and your sister, Alexandra, write books as well with young girls in mind. And you have one called Technology Tripping that very much involves Dolly Parton. Tell us about that.
It does. It's a really fun story about a young lady that gets in an accident texting and driving. And she is court ordered on a tech-free road trip with her grandmother, where she is able to face a lot of her generational trauma. But the end of the story is them going to Dollywood and meeting Dolly Parton. So she's got a special part of the book Technology Tripping, which you can check out on Amazon.
So that was a script that you guys turned into a book?
That is correct, mm-hmm. Yes. We have now novelized four of our scripts because we just want to get the stories out there while we're in the midst of the development to actually make the movie.
Very productive, that's for sure. And where can people order Technology Tripping?
Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. If you look up Technology Tripping novel, you'll find it on Amazon.com.
And again, that's kind of girls 8 to 12 in mind, roughly that age?
Yes, very much. Maybe even into middle school, into about 14 or 15.
Yeah, okay. And then finally, we do want to recognize the latest supporter of your Christmas movie effort.
Yes, I'm so excited to announce that Northwestern Bank is our latest business partner. And they are sponsoring the film. And so I'm just really excited and thankful, grateful for their support.
Such great folks over at Northwestern Bank, for sure. So thank you so much to them. Learn more about this Christmas movie effort. We want to finish off this funding and get things going for the movie. It's ChippewaFallsMovie.com, ChippewaFallsMovie.com. ChippewaFallsMovie.com. Andrea Polnasek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, it is Friday, and sometimes we can be running pretty low come Friday afternoon. It turns out that a recent survey of U.S. adults shows that the average American's energy dips around 2:48 in the afternoon, with 82% of us admitting we operate on autopilot the rest of the day.
82%?
Uh-huh.
So, and here's the thing. I've often wondered, and I guess this is a little late for that, but the siesta culture, right? I think yeah, your energy kind of dips after you've worked throughout the morning. Maybe you have some nice lunch, and then you're feeling pretty tired early afternoon. And the siesta just seems like a great universal idea, but only some cultures have it. Nearly 40% of respondents to this survey say life's demands force them to miss out on hobbies, while 34% neglect mental health care and 31% forego exercise.
Relationships also take a hit, with 27% losing time with family and friends due to their packed schedule.
2:48 p.m. Uh-huh. That's when you can expect your energy to dip. So I guess tune into The Drive with Dawson for some great encouraging music and find an energy bar or something like
that. There you
go. Maybe get a bubbler.
A study found your car steering wheel is dirtier than a toilet seat.
Yeah, your drive-through fries will probably give your gut less trouble than touching that steering wheel.
Yikes.
A study found that by a large margin, porch pirates steal packages mainly in the afternoon.
Even career criminals know rush hour traffic is a pain.
Word.
Spider-Man and Odysseus have ruled the box office in recent weeks.
Somewhere a screenwriter is already pitching Spider-Man versus Cyclops.
For sure.
According to researchers, people who work fewer hours are more productive.
So if I stop working altogether, I should be unstoppable.
That tracks.
An 8-foot python caused a fire at a middle school in Virginia.
The insurance adjuster will stare at the claim screen for a bit and then just click other.
Yeah.
Experts say your kid's backpack should weigh less than 15% of their body weight.
Back to school season is also the start of CrossFit for Kids season.
Indeed.
And finally, police in Italy found a burglar still in the house he had broken into, asleep on the bed with stolen jewels beside him.
He may be going to jail, but he also just signed a deal to be the spokesman for that mattress company. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Another week gone by, the best of the week in 3 minutes, right here.
I'll never forget this church. It was so big. The parking lot was huge. It was mammoth. You know at Disney, how they have the different characters to remind you where you park your car? This church, this parking lot is so big. It was a church, so they had Fruits of the Spirit. Did you hear what I just said? Fruits of the Spirit to remind you where you parked.
Special events today. It is, I can't believe it. It's can opener day. What do you know? I celebrated by having problems with the can opener, and then when it didn't accomplish what I was hoping it would, cut my thumb on a can of pears, which I would have opted for peaches and anyhow. It just was a crazy start to a Monday morning.
Shields has these things called bug assault, and like thinking of fly swatters, you can, I wanted one for Father's Day actually, but it was kind of a waste of money. But you can buy these guns that shoot salt, like just table salt. And instead of swatting flies, you shoot flies with these salt guns. It's called bug assault.
I have not ever heard of
that. They probably owe us some money now for the free commercial.
Los Angeles may soon have a fleet of air taxis. Get out the Jetsons music. Okay, so as promised, two of our nighttime preachers here spending time with each other recently. Greg Laurie from New Beginning in the 8 o'clock hour on WIB, talking to Chuck Swindoll from Insight for Living. And asking him a question that Chuck says he's never been asked. Let's listen on WIB.
If you were to give one last sermon, what would your text be and what would your topic be?
I believe I would speak on the grace of God.
Yes.
I want to be known as a man of grace. It would revolve around Christ. It has to, because that's where grace originates. It would take us to the cross. It would probably be from Romans, maybe either chapter 5 or chapter 8 would be the text, maybe both. I might even do an acrostic on G-R-A-C-E. Never done that before, but that comes to mind.
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall. I just wanted to clarify regarding buying my little dog a sweater. When I rescued him, he did come with a little sweater outfit. But if he's wearing it, he absolutely refuses to write his little doggy message memos when I'm taking him for a walk. So it's really kind of counterproductive to put a sweater on him to go for a walk, and he won't do what he's supposed to. He is definitely not neglected. This, my little guy has got over 30 toys, so he's definitely well-loved. There's just no point to buy him a sweater. Have a great day. God bless.
And patience was right by the building. It should have been across the street. Makes sense. Like, what's on the other side of the building? The seven deadly sins or something? Where'd you park?
Sloth.
Where'd you park?
Envy.
I wanted to park in gluttony, but all those guys are taking up two spots. This is ridiculous.
Tim Hawkins closing out the best of the week.